This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Hi, JP. How you doing?
Hello. How are you?
We got press conferences. It feels real. Baskin and Phelps are working 3 hours out of a four-hour show because they just got press conferences galore. It's real. It's back and it's beautiful.
I'm excited to hear Stefanski. How many texts this morning did you get that said football is back with a million exclamation points?
Not a single one.
Not one?
Not a single one.
You were the texter today? You were telling people football is back?
I'm not even kidding about this. I probably texted 35 media members who I have some level of a friendship, relationship, knowledge of.
Yeah.
Doing a straw poll in the Browns season. So at least 35, by the way. At least 35. And I was the football is back guy, unintentionally, because I just wanted their opinions.
Okay.
But, you know, you got to butter that bread one way or another.
I was woke up very early in the morning. Football is here, !! Like Christmas from Coach Riz. He started it off, and then I just kept getting all sorts of football is here texts.
I mean, I can't be upset. You're a Coach Riz guy first.
Yeah.
I am a recent convert. I can't be upset about that. I have to understand that you can have a friend that's a better friend to you than me, and that's okay.
Well, if anybody was going to celebrate football, it'd be Coach Riz this way.
Oh, it is absolutely Coach Riz.
You think you love football,
Riz.
And then you meet Coach Riz, and that man loves football more than anybody I've ever met, and that's perfect for him.
Now, this is a fair one. Is one of them Willie P?
No.
Okay.
He would have been on the docket, though. Classic Willie P.
I mean, he was my co-host for 2 weeks. All right, and the coworker for the rest of the time. If he went football back text to somebody other than me, and it's not that I don't want you to get the football text from you. It's that I also deserve one from him.
For those that don't know, I worked with Willie P first in Houston, and then he ended up in Carolina with you. And it's just it's like one of these odd people that we just both have mutual friends with outside of anything that we've actually done.
So
here.
We deserve. Same text from him.
I think we're on the same same page with him.
I think
you might
so.
Even
That's
be closer
point.
At this point. I don't know.
Ooh, okay. I'll take that as well. I'll take any win I can get.
With Willie P, I don't even know that you want it.
Oh, come on. You're right. this being said, so we said press conferences are back.
You're near football's Kevin. Back. Hello.
Football's back. Press conferences are back. And Myles Garrett was one of the first Browns to speak today to the media. And, you know, we're talking about expectations, right? The over-under set at 5.5 wins. And I think Miles is going to take the over.
Expectations are higher than ever. You know, expect to bounce back from last year, myself and defensively and as a team. The standard doesn't change, or at least it doesn't lower. It just raises and improves. And we have guys who are older, know both sides of the coin. Come from a really good season, come from a really bad season. It can happen just like that. So you've got to take that into account every single day when you're training and getting to know your guys.
Okay, so that was a very... All right, the expectations have never been higher, all right?
Yeah, they're very standard.
Yeah, there, okay, yeah. All right. Maybe he's not being specific to one thing. It's the first day at camp, of course. Mm-hmm. We're setting a high tone. Did he do anything, go above and beyond it? Like he say, like a specific event that they could have? Do we have, like, audio of that?
I think we do.
All right, let's play that.
I expect to get to the Super Bowl. That's our expectation every year. I expect to run back the Defensive Player of the Year. Keeping both of those things in mind, I have to be the very best player I can be every single day. As soon as I step foot in the building, I have to be the best version of myself and the best leader I can possibly.
Okay. All right. Miles going to the Super Bowl and winning the DPOY again. Okay.
Did he come from like clinic or something like that. It's
like
awful.
Electroshock.
No, I was going to say something bad, and then I decided to. I moved away from it. I was like, you know what? Maybe we don't need to accuse Miles of coming from that type of clinic. We'll just say a clinic, because he's off his rocker right now. What is this?
I mean, you have if he's got to believe it though, right?
Chance he believes that.
But he's got to say he believes
it. He's got to sell a fight. For sure. He didn't have to. No. He didn't have to put Super Bowl in it. You know the amount of teams that we've been around, and it has not been many, but that we've both been around where they actually have expectations and people are talking about it. Remember Daryl had the Browns in the Super Bowl before, was it the 2020 season? Like we've had teams with expectations.
And then he had them not in it like 6 weeks later.
But nobody, that's how it went.
And he was not surprised that either thing did or didn't happen.
Nobody was talking. If you have like a 10, 11, 12 win season, everyone like tiptoes around Super Bowl. You know, they won't, it's almost like the S word. They won't say it. They won't say Super Bowl.
That S word.
Because it puts out a bunch of expectations. But you notice Miles can say it. The offensive lineman from the Dallas Cowboys, whose name is escaping me, that put them in the Super Bowl just yesterday, that guy can say it as well. Everyone else is like, you can't really go down that road.
Here's the only thing.
There's no expectation. No one's taking it serious.
If he was like, listen, guys, we're going to ride this horse to 7-10, I think we'd be more concerned.
That'd be really funny.
And like, here, like, okay.
7-10, come on down.
Maybe we should just understand that specific to this team, they talked about Super Bowl last year, and they were all watching their offense in practice be unplayable. So maybe there's just something about like the messaging that they're just trying to put that positivity out into the universe.
I think I got it.
Go ahead.
I think I nailed it. Miles uses this media event stuff as a game to himself. Mm. This is all just, he knows whatever he says doesn't actually matter. Because he spent the previous year saying all sorts of things and not meaning any of it. So I think he looks at us as if it were just a fun event in a fun 20 minutes, a fun 15 minutes in his day. And that's all it is. He can say literally anything and has never once been held responsible or accountable for it anyway. So you might as well just say Super Bowl. You might as well say Defensive Player of the Year. Might as well say everything under the sun, because why not?
All right. So in that vein, given how I'm still not entirely over Miles's public temper tantrum that embarrassed everybody. And by the way, it didn't just embarrass people of like, hey, I don't think I can win here. I want out. But embarrassed people because a lot of people stood up for him and said he has the right for this. And if this is truly what he wants, I want this for him because he's such a great player. And we trusted Miles to this very serious thing of I want to trade. And then he settled before free agency for $40 million a year because, I don't know, he caved, right?
He didn't even take it to the draft. At least T.J. Watt took it up until a couple weeks ago.
Listen, Wah-Wah Watt, you know him. Biggest crybaby in football. Mm-hmm. I mean, what a diva. What an absolute baby. And now Pittsburgh media, it's strange, the guy in Cleveland. It's like 2 weeks ago, you were saying the same thing, you knobs. I'm just being consistent. But specific to Miles, he's also the guy I don't want to hear this from today. I might be the only person. I have not forgiven, nor have I forgotten. Because again, to me, it's not the trade request. That's fine. A business, whatever. It's how you position the trade request and why you went there to then come out today and be like, hey, I won a Super Bowl and defensive player of the year. Like, all right, I don't trust anything you say until you say something that actually comes true.
And he did so on the guise of spending the entire Super Bowl week about how this team wasn't good enough to win a Super Bowl. He wants to play for a Super Bowl contender. He wants to do that. They did nothing this offseason.
Well, no, they showed him the plan, and now he believes it.
Yeah, the Browns did nothing this offseason except for draft players. That's all they did. They didn't add any major pieces, actual veterans or anything like that. They didn't change up the quarterback room in some sort of fun and interesting way that'll actually matter significantly. Like, they did nothing to change what your thoughts were in February. So you can't come out here and then say Super Bowl when you were the guy, you know, 3, 4, 5 months ago saying this team isn't good enough and I want to be traded because they're not a Super Bowl team.
Me personally,
it's all a joke.
It's
a joke to Miles.
And I would agree. It's frustrating. Today, I bequeath him the Peterlin pass because I think this is what Browns fans want to hear. I don't trust a damn thing the guy
says.
Where
are we, Mac? Where are we?
Peterlin pass.
I don't trust a darn thing the guy says, specific to his thoughts, his ambitions, anything, unless we're talking anime, da-dan-dan, or whatever the hell
it
is.
I don't even know that he's good at that, if we're being honest. Like, he goes to Japan. That puts him with a leg up, I imagine.
I think he's better at me than anime if he's just going to Japan and looking for a crib in Japan.
No, maybe like there's an anime world where they're like, geez, Miles just will not. He's just awful at this.
But listen, Browns fans need a ray of hope, right? I've got friends, family, everything. Wrong guy for this. But people don't see it that way.
Wrong guy for this.
I'm the only one in Cleveland that's like, I don't trust you, Miles, and I don't trust you to pull this nonsense 4 months from now. Everybody else is like, oh, guys, that was like 6 months ago. What are we doing here?
Wrong guy. Here we go, brownies. Super Bowl is the problem in this equation. You cannot go on the media tour you went on and talk about what a non-Super Bowl contending team this is, to have them do nothing this offseason, to then say Super Bowl day one. It's awful.
This is the Reese's Cups of standards, because there's no nutritional value, but it tastes good to Browns fans. And I think Browns fans want to hear this, because I think they know secretly 5.5 wins is a fair over-under win total to set. But that's for September. That's for October. That's for November. Today, it is about wishes, hopes, dreams, puppies, kittens, and rainbows. And that's all Miles was selling.
You can't even sell that, though. Not for this team, not for this season. No, the problem in this message is that nobody took it and was like, yes, Miles believes.
Everyone took it, the media did. I've seen fans gobble this crap up already.
I haven't seen that, but I haven't been as online as you in the past half hour or so.
It's on the For You page.
Maybe they are. Yeah,
swing over to the For You page. You're going to see that smut.
Living on that following page. I'm inundated with helmet conversation right now is all I got in my timeline. But the point is that I think fans look at this, and I think because he took it to such an extreme, I think fans were like, okay. At least I am. I'm like, I can't take you serious.
I
can't take anything you say serious right now. And I won't for a long time.
I'm not trying to speak for all Browns fans, but I know that one. Okay. I didn't get the football is back text, but did I get did you see what Miles said? LFG text. I got two of those at least. I actually have a couple unread right now because we're, on air.
And they probably say LFG too. Miles has us back in the photo.
Why didn't you send him the
Super Bowl media tour that he did day by day with different national members, all saying this team is not a Super Bowl contending team and he wants to be traded? Why don't you follow up with that text with that line? Because that's what I would do.
I would send him the
tweet after tweet after tweet of him talking to different national people day of Super Bowl. Hello, ESPN. No, that team stinks. They're not competitive. I want to be gone. Okay, Miles, what changed, buddy?
No, I can't. I will not club somebody's baby seal in front of them. I feel a specific way. I'm frustrated with Miles. I'll take it and not believe it from Joel Batonio today.
I'll take it and not believe it from David Njoku today. Yeah, I'll take it and not believe it from a lot of people.
Neither of those guys have ever said anything that didn't ring true.
And I'll let it go from those guys. They didn't spend 3, 4, 5 months ago talking about what crap this team is, and they wanted to be gone, to then turn around and say, everything's awesome and I can achieve all these great things here. Come on now.
$40 million buys a lot of good wishes and dreams. 216-474-0092. Miles says, expectations have never been higher. Okay. That's a little bit much, but okay. And then says, I'm seeing a Super Bowl and another Defensive Player of the Year award. Bringing that back to Cleveland. Do you believe? Okay. Does Miles Garrett really believe this? I think is maybe where we're starting. I think not, but if you want to believe it, God bless America. This could be. I'm not going to speak in certainties. This could be what ends up to be a frustrating season. If we need to think about Super Bowls and DPOYs and OPOYs and CPOYs, let's get it. Let's get after it. Quick hits coming up at 2:40. We've got Ashley Bastock starting her weeklies with us at 3:20 today. We've got Kevin Stefanski's press conference right around the 4 o'clock hour. Likely about 3:55. I don't know why I'm giving you that specific time. I just want you to be ready and listening to us when it happens. And then Joe Thomas, Hall of Famer, Hall of Fame beef at SixSpringsFarm.com. He's joining us at 5:20 today because we are locked, loaded, and getting you ready for training camp as we've got press conferences. Guy Miles Garrett says that the expectations have never been higher. Super Bowl, DPOY, that's his expectations. Does Miles Garrett really believe this? And Alpha Dogs Unite in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. I don't know that Miles believes what he's saying. At that point, I don't know anymore that I'll ever believe something Miles saying unless I have empirical data to back it up. But I'm not going to yuck your yum. And I do feel like my yum has been yucked a little bit with the Browns, the third helmet that was released earlier today. I have seen some of the reviews. I think I'm kind of excited for it. I think it's a decent helmet.
You're much more of a jersey guy than I am. I'm not much of a jersey guy, all things considered. But I do like fashion, and I'm not Joe Burrow about it, but yeah. I do like I like cool things. It's fine. I think I was expecting something different.
I don't think your tone.
It's not just the word fine. It's not a knockout.
It's the pitch. It's the where your voice went that I think I
saw the Buccaneers helmets and they had like six different logos and all of them. I was like, well, that's cool. That's cool. That's fun. I like that. That's good. And I don't know this one. Maybe I was expecting a different color or something. I was expecting like all like
more brown.
No, I think I was expecting orange. I wanted the orange to be oranger. Yeah. I wanted the white to be whiter. I'm not sure.
It's a real shame that we just threw such a big fit about the stadium, the scoreboard being shaped like Tennessee, and that now the Haslams are just so against orange that we're just never going to get the traffic cone, the all orange, which I do think are fire.
Yeah, I like the all orange look.
So as like, the all white color rush.
The brown doesn't.
White unis are just so. Ugh.
I like all white, but that's the baseball fan in me that grew
that's
up with
no
a home.
So
the home the home team played in whites, and I just always thought that was fun. I don't know. Something about it that maybe it's because the two browns don't seem like they match up the same.
Yeah, that is interesting. I mean, the helmet does look black.
I don't know. Maybe it'll look cool when they actually play with it, though. Maybe that's a thing. But I'll yuck up people's yum, as you say, when it comes to Myles Garrett and that discussion with this. If you're excited by it, stay excited by it. That's fun.
I actually kind of like that they went for a darker shade with the unis as well, because it's color rush. It's all brown. But because we haven't seen it in person, so the video or the pictures do make it look like a black and orange helmet.
Yeah.
That being said, like, I think the darker brown, we're going to make the orange is oranger joke. God knows Florio already did and stole all of our fun, because now that guy said it, I'm sure as hell not repeating that joke. But I do like the darker brown. I think that makes the orange pop a little bit more.
So on a level of, 1 to 10? How do you grade this?
I'm going to go a 7. Like, I love the white helmets. I mean, that's like a 10 out of 10. That is clean as hell. The normal helmets are fine, and maybe a 5 out of 10. So yeah, this probably becomes my second favorite helmet. I think it's fine.
Yeah,
the stripes are the only thing. The stripes are so big that it's almost a little much with the orange on the helmet. But overall, yeah, and brown/black face mask. Yeah,
I guess I care more about the jerseys than I do the helmets, because people buy the jerseys. You know, you buy the jerseys, and then you have the jerseys to own. There's not many people, and you'll be able to buy this, I'm sure, but there's not many people that buy the helmet. So maybe I'd be more attached if it was the jerseys, but it just doesn't bother me one way or another. But I didn't love it initially.
I actually will say I kind of love the jerseys too. Like, it's just a little different, and I really continue to have to go back to this, but the shade of brown is just, it's really hard to work with like brown and orange colors.
Yeah.
Like BG at some point in their history was like, oh, it's also green. And you're like, okay, no objection. Yeah, I'm not going to be a traditionalist because the green does play with the other two colors. I've always felt like the Browns need a third color anyways.
Well, and you also don't have a logo to really play with either,
Okay. That actually I do think would have been the one thing at some point I want to see. I want a helmet with a dog or Brownie the Elf as a logo.
I mean, I'll take Brownie the Elf. I have my favorite version of Brownie the Elf, and I'm sure you guys do too.
Is it the old school one, or is it the more vicious one?
No,
it's
the more old school one. I don't like the more vicious one, but they've swerved into the more.
You only like nice elves?
I like the nice elf.
That's fair.
He feels like he's like a keyboard elf.
Yeah,
very nice.
But make you some cookies.
Yeah.
You know, but he's not going to jam you up.
Is it a keyboard elf, or is it Dylan Gabriel over there? I don't know. I can't tell the difference.
Okay, if Dylan takes the job, I do want Brown of the Elf remade as Dylan Gabriel.
Yeah, it would only be fitting. Yeah. Or maybe Dylan Gabriel remade as Brownie the Elf, you tell me.
Either or. I'm good with
it
either.
It definitely plays. So do something like that and make that into it. It's hard. They don't want to do that.
So,
at least they don't seem like they want to do that.
So I said 7. And by the way,
at least they didn't put the numbers on again.
I think the jerseys are like an 8. I think the jerseys really play. And that might be actually, I might like the jerseys more than the helmet. But I said like a 7 out of 10 for the helmet, 8 out of 10 for the jerseys. Where are you?
Yeah, maybe like a 5 and a 6.
Okay, because here's
again, I'm not a jersey guy, so if you're excited by this, it's not that serious to me.
Because I got a couple of my buddy Deacon was like, it can't be serious. Is it this color because of the dude wipes thing? And I was like, all right, guys, at some point, if they are trying to do something cool, they're not going to hit everything out of the park. You're going to have some ones that just don't like, but Like,
well, but sometimes it's instantaneous and everyone knows it, right?
Oh, see, I don't think it's instantaneous. This is pretty split. But
that's what I'm saying, though. Like, sometimes it's instantaneous and everyone knows it. This is not that. Like, the Guardians with the CLE, the City Connect, everyone knew that instantly.
Yeah, that was
fire. That one came out and everyone's like, not only is that the best jersey they have, we immediately want more of that and let's keep that thing going. Like, it didn't have that reception today.
No. That's fair. It has been much more split. I continue to look back at this
over time.
And I'm like, no, keep trying stuff, right? Like, I like this. Some people don't. No, keep trying
stuff.
Honestly,
that's what I would do if I was a franchise. I would just keep throwing things up against the wall until finally you got something that was like the City Connect, and then it did just stick, and then you can keep that for 30 years.
But I'm not trying to tell anyone how to think. But man, we're
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast!
Oh my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102!
Laser beam!
Ohtani, inevitable!
Walk off, baby! This is the best!
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Trying to like have more cool things. I'm cool with an organization erring on more side of that. And I'm going to say this for a fair amount, because I've responded to at least one person on Twitter at Nick Wilson says social media reactions on X powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. I've said at one person, I was like, if they were coming off 14-3, you would think this is the most fire thing ever.
It'd probably
like
be hyped.
Some of this is the 3-14 talking. And I can't let that go to fashion. Because I have such little fashion sense in the first place. But we did talk and lead the show with Myles Garrett setting the bar high for the Cleveland Browns. Here's what Myles had to say.
I expect to get to the Super Bowl. That's our expectation every year. And I expect to run back the Defensive Player of the Year. You know, keeping both of those things in mind, I have to be the very best player I can be every single day. You know, as soon as I step foot in the building, I have to be the best version of myself and the best leader I can possibly.
All right, we got a couple calls on this. I want to make sure to get their voices in on this. But I will ask you, I've set sail on Myles as a leader. I have. But if you are somebody who still thinks leadership is in there, isn't this the kind of messaging if you're the Browns, you want out of Myles Garrett? Is that not a form of leadership?
I think you can do the messaging while not saying Super Bowl. I think you can talk about you being potentially this, potentially that, and not bringing the S word into play here. I think he took it a bridge too far. And I only say that because
what about
he used
the A word.
No, the S word. Super Bowl.
What about the T word?
What is title the T game. Word? Title game?
AFC title game.
Now you're being an A word right now.
Right. What about the D word?
Again,
divisional playoffs.
If it all applies.
What about the W word?
It'd be funny if he's like, oh, I see this as a wild card team, and people are like, he's trying to. We'd have a debate. Is he rah-rahing everyone? Or is he trying to like temper people's expectations? What exactly is he doing?
The more insulting one is the divisional round.
Yeah,
because that's like splitting the difference. It's like, oh, we're not a wild card team. We're also not an AFC title game. I see us really getting maybe a playoff winner being gifted into the second round and then that being it.
It's just using the same language he used 5 months ago is the problem. You can't use Super Bowl as the reason why you want out and saying they're not good enough and they can't compete there and that's why you want to be traded to then use it now and nothing have changed in this offseason. Like, that's where you lose me.
216-474-0092. Dave in Berea, do you believe that Myles Garrett really believes what you heard just a few moments ago about Super Bowl and DPOY again?
Well, I believe that he would like to get to a Super Bowl, but as far as the defense clicking, I believe I believe him on that one. But I mean, let's go back to last winter. Before he got on his grandstand, he talked to LeBron James. LeBron James evidently tipped him off about going up there and saying that stuff to get the contract. You know, that's where I didn't believe any of it. But, I mean, he's a leader. A leader is nothing more than somebody that everybody on the team looks up to. Can you tell me that nobody on the team looks up to him?
Can you, JP?
I can't. I can't tell you that, Dave.
So, you know, maybe he'll step it up. If he was able to step it up this past winter at the podium, maybe he will. But let's face it, if anybody stepped up as a rah-rah guy on a 3-14 team, he'd look like an idiot, wouldn't he?
Well, I'm making the case
that
he does.
14 team.
I'm making the case that he does look like an idiot right now, Dave. That's the case I'm making.
Dave, we got a boogie, buddy. Okay, like,
I
appreciate you.
No one's taking it serious when he says it, and a lot more people are probably like myself, where we're just thinking about what he said 5 months ago, and how this is just—it's not consistent at all.
I think the thing I would say that maybe Dave's call can start to kind of hit at is that I don't think people remember him coming out at the end of the season saying, we're going to have real conversations. And then 2 weeks later on the NFL Films thing saying,
the Hard Knock series.
Hey, I've bought in. I know. And then 2 weeks later, we get the letter. And then a month later, he caves in the contract thing. And by the way, he said he consulted LeBron. He didn't say what LeBron actually advised him to do, other than LeBron really likes the city of Cleveland, which feels like a great moment to pander. John in Bay Village, welcome to the show. Do you believe that Myles Garrett believes Super Bowl's the expectation this year?
Absolutely not. And anybody who does has lost their minds. I mean, first off, thank you for being a true voice of Cleveland and telling people the truth, rather than the media that's out there right now seeing, say, Miles is back. He's always believed in this team. He doesn't. He clearly doesn't believe in this team. You know, him saying he wants to win Defensive Player of the Year, of course he does. But for the team, that's about as good as a screen door on a submarine. It does nothing for us. He needs He needs to lead the team. And a leader isn't just somebody who people look up to. Yeah, we were a 3-14 team, but there was a lot of games that we were in that the defense just took a crap on, and at no point was he out there trying to get them worked up. He doesn't believe in this team. I don't think that. I don't have the same faith in him that I used to. I think he's a great player, and he's going to be a great asset, but he knows this team is nowhere near Super Bowl ready. This is a 7-win team tops.
John, we appreciate you. I think even a 7-win team, I think that's usually like the ceiling that people have given me. Like when we did the straw poll thing, I think I don't think anyone told me specific wins over 7, maybe 8 games. We'll get to that later in the show. But 216-474-0092, does Myles Garrett really believe what he said earlier today, talking about he sees a Super Bowl and Defensive Player of the Year award? And we will get to quick hits here coming up in about 5 minutes. And football is truly back, and I can prove it in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. Reflog on Twitter, a.k.a. McNeil, sent out the video of the Browns and Dude Wipes unveiling the big inflatable alternate helmets.
Yeah.
And there's somebody on the raft that that I think works for the team that fell into the lake.
Yeah, I looked.
Do we know she's safe so I can laugh about this, or am I just?
Do you think it was real? It looked staged to me.
I don't know.
Or is that me just being cynical when it comes to any sort of content ever now?
There was another part of me that thought, is this AI?
Like, what makes it go really, really viral? It's not the unveiling. That doesn't happen.
No.
But someone falling off, that definitely does. And it didn't seem like the person was relatively shocked that they fell. They almost kind of like embraced themselves a little bit. You're watching it right now, right?
I'm watching it. And I'm watching all the Dude Wipes mascot and the Browns mascot walking over. with genuine concern. I've never seen a mascot be genuinely concerned before. That's where you got to read the body language of the mascots.
I don't think the mascots are in on it.
I think, okay, so you think it's just,
I think this goes,
was this an inside job? Was this just one person?
Well, this has got to be someone from Dude Wipes, right? Like, this is the person that's there as a rep from Dude Wipes. And I mean, because she just falls right in.
Oh,
it's not even, it's almost like she like jumps in. It's not, there's no accident part of this. This is just staged.
All right. Well,
staged.
We got to get to the depressing thing. Chase DeLauder is going to be out 6 to 8 weeks after getting surgery. I believe a busted hammock bone, which is a hand injury there, wrist injury, in his right hand slash wrist. So I guess we don't have to talk about Chase DeLauder and whether the Guardians should bring him up anymore.
It's a very injured baseball player.
Yeah.
Has been. Always will be, it seems like.
We're entering the Daniel Espino, Adam Miller. Okay, will we ever see him territory? But we got that going for us. Let's go ahead and get to quick hits.
From the latest news and rumors around the sports world,
go Angel, Angel,
to the sound bites you need to hear.
Hurry, hurry.
It's quick hits.
Well, football is back, and I can prove it because of this moment during Patriots head coach, miss you, Mike, Mike Vrabel's press conference the other day.
I mean, whether you were in a coma when I answered Tom's question or typing on your phone or tweeting, I don't know, but I spent 5 minutes answering that question, and I can go back through it, but I'd rather not.
Charming or chotch from Mike Vrabel?
It's not charming. I don't think it's chotch either, for being honest. It was warranted.
Never known you to like ride the fence.
It's not riding a fence. I need an option three, is what I need. You
it's
gave
not
me
how the bit works.
Because it's not charming at all. Because he's rude and abrasive in it. But it's not chotch because chotch would make it seem like it's corny. But I think it's also very warranted because that kind of stinks if you give a whole 5 minute answer and then some jamoke in the media wasn't paying enough attention and asked the same question over again. So not charming, not chotch. I need a third option.
I'm going to go charming. That's a football man right there. That's how we handle. The only thing
it's not charming.
The
it's
only
rude.
Thing that borders chotch is why do football guys hate texting so much? I know they have phones.
Does this go with your 25 person straw poll today or no?
And I just think like every time it's like Twitter book face the Mazan this is right out of the Belichickian school of I'm gonna act like I don't know what social media or texting is. So that would be the only point that I have that might be a little chotch.
Because any minute on social media is a minute you're not grinding tape. And if you're not grinding tape, what are we doing on this life?
And Mike Vrabel knows how to grind.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spin Ball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Omaha!
Tape.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, other things, too. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Bengals plan to play Joe Burrow in the preseason more than ever. Yesterday, yeah. We talked about just how excited and how invested they would be in the beginning portion of the season. Ben Baby, ESPN.com, said the plan is to play Burrow more in the preseason this year than we ever have in the past. Taylor also said that Burrow's set to practice without limitations as well.
Yeah,
they are gearing up.
Yeah.
To come out of the gates firing.
Oh, my God. The only other thing firing will be the Bengals with Zach Taylor. When Joe Burrow gets a broken wing in the preseason, oh, this is so good. Guys, Joe Burrow doesn't need to practice. Joe Burrow's
clearly
just,
they feel like they need to do something because they've been off to slow starts the past couple years.
Now, yeah, it's the defense.
It's the idea. It's the idea that Zach Taylor runs the ball when he's got Joe Burrow.
The ones on defense are the ones that have to play all preseason long because they're booty cheeks. So you want to try and get as much as you can. Joe Burrow? No. You can play him nary a snap in the preseason. He could not practice in training camp, and I think Joe would show up week one and throw for 300 yards.
I'm not doubting that. I think he's got that type of talent. He easily could do it, but clearly they believe that they have to get out of the gate running because the past couple years have been very disappointing for them.
This is such a big brain thing, and it's going to blow up in such an extraordinary way.
Well, but go ahead and take off the idea that the Bengals are a week one opponent.
Is this a Zach Taylor decision, or is this Mike Brown decision?
I thought it was Zach Taylor initially, but then did you hear Joe Burrow after the practice today lit up everybody? I think this is a Joe Burrow decision. I think this is Burrow saying, like, I need to be playing, I need to set the tone on this, and I need to make sure everyone's playing their ass off.
That is a Jamoke idea.
Burrow is, I'm telling you, this is like a John Wick vengeance that Joe Burrow's on right now. And there's enough people like yourself in the quarterback tiers that put him outside the top four. He's gunning for people like you.
What an insult. I put him fifth.
In his eyes, it is.
All right. Which John Wick, though?
Clearly number four. The one, which is the one where he's riding on a horse through the street in the downtown setting?
It's a great question.
Whatever that one is, that's the John Wick I want. That's the John Wick I need.
If you're going to go John Wick, I want you to, you just killed my puppy. I mean,
did you watch the movies this weekend? You said you were going to watch them.
I watched parts of the one. It's good. It's really good. I was super busy this weekend. I'm going to watch all four, but I mean, I don't know. Here's the thing. Outside of my wife and children, if you would ever see Warpath Nick, it would be if you ever touch a hair on my dog, maybe cat, no, dog's head. Oh my God.
Maybe cat.
I would turn into Fat John Wick.
I'm
trying to think of a.
It's tough for the horse.
Yeah. Omaha! Scott Frost is back at Central Florida after a disastrous run at Nebraska, and he claims he took a bad job, a job that wasn't right for him. Current head coach of the Huskers, Matt Rhule, was asked about those comments at Big Ten Media Day.
First of all, I have a ton of respect for Scott, and I've always been very empathetic for what he went through because, like, this was his home. I know what it felt like to get run out of Carolina, and I would say to people, like, I don't think I took the right job for me. It wasn't the right fit. I will say this. This was not a good job when I got here. We were behind on NIL. The facilities weren't what they were. Everything was behind. But what I can say was, this wasn't a good job. But we've made it a good job, and we're about to make it a great job. This will be one of the best jobs in the country. That's why sometimes recruits will say, like, Coach, if you win, what are you going to do? I'm like, I'm gonna stay right here.
Like a slower talking Nick Costos.
And somehow more nerdy. We like Matt Rhule here. Do you like this answer from Matt Rhule?
Wait, I thought, did you like Matt Rhule? I didn't know that you liked Matt Rhule.
We like him personally quite a bit. And okay. We love him in college. He just was not an NFL head coach.
I like him.
You can't treat NFL players like they're college players. They will tune you out. That. And, oh, by the way, you also can't go from Teddy Bridgewater to Sam Darnold to Baker Mayfield and Matt Corral and get a fourth year in the NFL. You just can't.
So I do like him trying to acknowledge the idea that when he got the job, Nebraska wasn't the Nebraska that it used to be. Mm-hmm. And then now that they're starting to have a little bit of a come up, I think Raiola is not very good at quarterback. I don't love him in any sort of situation for this upcoming season, so I don't think they're going to be great by any measure. But the idea that he's got them headed in the right direction, if I were him, I would constantly tell people, when I came here, Nebraska wasn't the Nebraska the way that everybody thought it was.
The thing I really liked was his emphasis on Scott Frost. He had mentioned that they've put up a picture of his playing days so that Scott understands, and he told the guys at Central Florida that, hey, you know, Scott needs to know whenever he wants to come home, he's welcome here. And he shouldn't be afraid to not visit. I think that's really cool. I think one of the things that a lot of college football coaches kind of just phase out is the humanity involved in football and the passion and what home means. Again, I thought Matt was an abject disaster in Carolina. And I think he knows that I think that. But the to me, the most underreported part is what a honest-to-goodness, good human being he is. And I thought, the longer clip, it's like a four-minute clip, it really kind of reminded me of how much I just liked the human being there. That to me is what football should be about.
Omaha! All right, let's stay with college football. And I want you to grade, as Jeremiah Smith gave out his Ohio State wide receiver Mount Rushmore, you tell me the job that he did here.
And you can add yourself if you want to.
No, I can.
So, okay, respectfully. Okay.
One, you got to go the great Chris Carter.
Okay. Yeah, that's one. It's two.
You got to go, I'm going to throw Marvin there.
Yep. That's three.
I'm going to go Jax.
Okay.
Who's four? Can't go wrong with nobody, really. I'm going to go Ted Ginn Jr.
We're just going wide receiver, sir?
Yeah, it was a wide receiver, Mount Rushmore.
Oh, I thought it was in Ohio State. No, I like the fact they didn't put himself on there. He's only played 1 year. That's good.
Any slights? Any disagreements?
No.
People really responded well to the idea that he put Ted Ginn Jr. on there, and I like that as well.
I think it's really impossible, given given the amount of wide receivers they've put in the NFL in the last 45 years, I think it's impossible to not slight somebody. Maybe there were too many guys from the current era, but I mean, Chris Carter played in the 80s. Ted Ginn Jr. was, I think, before he was born. So the fact he's got two of those guys on there, I think, is pretty impressive. I wouldn't hate a David Boston sighting. All right. Wouldn't hate. Oh, gosh. There's just too many. Now, like Michael Thomas Jr., Chris Olave, Garrett Wilson, like,
yeah.
There's just too many guys. Like, I can't blame him for not listing 12 guys.
Now, if you made an actual, just regular Mount Rushmore, because again, this is the wide receiver one, how many wide receivers crack the Mount Rushmore in general for you?
There'd only be one I'd seriously consider, and it's Marvin. Marvin, to me, is the best Ohio of all the great ones, and there's a litany of them. I don't know if he's actually going to be that good. He was okay last year. He was not great. So hopefully that changes this year. But in terms of pure, oh my God, like he made Kyle McCord playable at Ohio State. And if you watch Kyle with any other part of that year, I know he was good at Syracuse the next year. Kyle was a deer in headlights for most of that season, and Marvin bailed him out consistently. There's so many wide receivers that it's like, well, yeah, you had a great college quarterback throwing you the ball. Of course you put up incredible numbers. Of course you were great.
Yeah.
Marvin was legit the best football player on the team for the last 2 years he was there with a team full of guys going to the NFL. That's impossible. How about you?
I would put Chris Carter in there. I think Chris Carter was awesome. He deserves to be on that list.
That is Quick Hits. We will continue on to the 3 o'clock hour, maybe a little bit more helmet talk, and the definition of name porn is I know it when I see it with the Cleveland Browns, and I seize it in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.